The Jesus Storybook Bible, Story 28, The Singer, The Sermon on the Mount, from Matthew 6, 9, and Luke 12. Wherever Jesus went, lots of people went too. They loved being near him. Old people, young people, all kinds of people came to see Jesus. Sick people, well people, happy people, sad people, and worried people. Lots of them, worrying about lots of things. What if we don't have enough food, or clothes, or suppose we run out of money? What if there isn't enough, and everything goes wrong, and we won't be all right? What then? When Jesus saw all the people, his heart was filled with love for them. They were like a little flock of sheep that didn't have a shepherd to take care of them. So Jesus sat them all down, and he talked to them. The people sat quietly on the grassy mountainside and listened. From where they sat, they could see the blue lake glittering below them and little fishing boats coming in from the night's catch. The spring air was fresh and clear. "See those birds over there?" Jesus said. Everyone looked. Little sparrows were pecking at seeds along a stony path. "Where do they get their food? Perhaps they have pantries all stocked up, cabinets full of food?" Everyone laughed. "Who's ever seen a bird with a bag of groceries?" "No," Jesus said, "they don't need to worry about that, because God knows what they need, and he feeds them." "And what about these wild flowers?" Everyone looked. All around them, flowers were growing. Anemones, daisies, pure white lilies. "Where do they get their lovely clothes? Do they make them? Or do they go to work every day so they can buy them? Do they have closets full of clothes?" Everyone laughed again. "Who's ever seen a flower putting on a dress?" "No," Jesus said. "They don't need to worry about that, because God clothes them in royal robes of splendor. Not even a king is that well dressed." They had never met a king, but as they gazed out over the lake, glittering and sparkling below them, the hillsides dressed in reds, purples, and golds, they felt a great burden lift from their hearts. They could not imagine anything more beautiful. "Little flock," Jesus said, "you are more important than birds. More important than flowers. The birds and the flowers don't sit and worry about things. And God doesn't want his children to worry either. God loves to look after the birds and the flowers. And he loves to look after you, too." Jesus knew that God would always love and watch over the world he made. Everything in it, birds, flowers, trees, animals, everything, and most of all, his children. Even though people had forgotten, the birds and the flowers hadn't forgotten. They still knew their song. It was the song all of God's creation had sung to him from the very beginning. It was a song people's hearts were made to sing. God made us. He loves us. He is very pleased with us. It was why Jesus had come into the world, to sing them that wonderful song. To sing it not only with his voice, but with his whole life, so that God's children could remember it and join in and sing too. In today's story, we see part of Jesus' teaching, and Jesus often would sit and teach people about God. He would have them gather around, and he would talk to them. He would tell them stories called parables, where he would paint a picture of what life is like in our spiritual lives and our relationship with God. But he would also tell them other things and teach them. Here, he is teaching them about worry. Many people worry. They're upset, they're concerned. Oh no, what's going to happen? And this story reminds us, God takes care of us. In the Bible, there's more that Jesus says. He talks about how many of us have gained or gotten anything from worrying. If you worry and you're upset, you think, oh no, what's going to happen? What good does it do you? If you're worried about money, okay, so how much money will appear if you worry? Nothing. Worry doesn't make things happen. Now, it can cause us to go out and do things that might give us a little bit. But ultimately, worry is not a good thing. It doesn't give us anything. He says, how many of you can add to your height by being worried? Can you make yourself grow? No. And so he says, don't worry. God knows you. He knows everything about you. He cares about you. He provides for the birds. He provides for the flowers. He is going to take care of you as well. Now, in the Bible, he says one more thing that we didn't hear in this story. So I want to go to the Bible and see what Jesus actually said. In Matthew chapter 6, verses 31 through 33, actually through 34, I'm going to read this. This is from the Contemporary English Version. Don't worry and ask yourselves, will we have anything to eat? Will we have anything to drink? Will we have any clothes to wear? Only people who don't know God are always worrying about such things. Your Father in heaven knows that you need all these things. But more than anything else, put God's work first and do what He wants. Then the other things will be yours as well. Don't worry about tomorrow. It will take care of itself. You have enough to worry about today. Here, the thing that I find important is verse 33. As Jesus says, more than anything else, put God's work first. Do what He wants. Then the other things will be yours as well. Oftentimes, we worry about the things in this physical world, when what we should really be concerned about and what we should really be thinking about is God. We should be focused on serving God, on loving God, on doing what He wants us to do. And so, in the version that I learned as a boy, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Put God first, His kingdom, doing what He asks us to do, obeying Him, and He'll take care of other things. Does that mean we can just sit and never do anything? No. But providing in this physical world shouldn't come first. God comes first. And as we put God first in everything, He helps us in all the other things. So we don't need to worry. We don't need to always be upset and afraid. Trust in God. Do what He asks us to do. Follow Him. He'll take care of us. Lord, I pray that You would help us to trust You today, that You'll take care of us, that You will provide for us. I thank You that You care about us. You care about us more than the birds and the flowers and the animals outside in nature. You take care of them, and You take care of us as well. Lord, thank You for that. Help us to follow You and put You first today. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.